It has been said about the greatest man in history that he had no personal servants, yet he was called a master. He had no degree, yet they called him teacher. He had no medicine, yet they called him healer. He had no army, yet even kings feared him. He was not rich, yet he paid the ultimate price. He was not a bodybuilder, yet he carried the weight of the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He was buried in the tomb, yet he lives today and forevermore. And who is this man? His name is Jesus. Who is this man? Jesus. Jesus, one more time. Who is this man?
Jesus.
Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Our Lord and Savior. And I want to talk about this man by the name of Jesus, who is the Son of God and God Himself. Praise be to God. His name is Jesus. And because He lives, I am born again to a living hope. Because He lives, me and you are born again to a living hope. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and down says this: Blessed be God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, according to His great mercy. According to His mercy. People's mercies, nations' mercies. No, but according to His great mercy, He has caused us, say with me, caused us. Now say, caused me. He has caused us to be born again. It was not my decision. It was not that we came up with a great plan how to save ourselves. But the Bible says, according to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again. To what kind of hope? A dead hope? No. Then Apostle Peter continues and he says this: to a living hope. Praise be to God. Once we had a dead hope, once we were in the world, we were searching for this hope. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ, by His great mercy, He caused me and you to be born again. He caused me and you to cry out to Him, Abba, Father. He caused me and you to cry out to Him, save me, Lord. And He saved us for a purpose, to a living hope. Through what? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Apostle Paul says in a different passage that if Jesus Christ did not raise from the dead, our hope would be in vain. In different words, all of us today that are here, if Jesus did not raise from the dead, we all would be fools. But because Jesus raised from the dead on a third day, death could not hold Him down. He raised for our righteousness, for our justification. The Bible says now that our hope in Him is made alive, a living hope. My brother and my sister, if you're here today, we have a living hope if you have been born again. And he continues that as we have this living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4, to the inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you and me, my brother, my sister. In different words, it says that there's a prize that is waiting for me and for you in heaven. Because this hope that we have in Him through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's not this hope that we only have here on this earth, but this hope lives on. Lives on, and one day we're gonna get to see Him face to face. And there will be a prize for all of us who have walked with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who by God's power, my power? No, he says, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day or in the last time. It is God's power. It is God's power who keeps us. It is God's power who this faith that we have in Him. He is the one that keeps us. He is the one that leads us. He is the one that prepared a place for us in heaven. By God's power are being guarded through faith. You see, it's not something that we just hold dear into our hearts and we just keep it by our own strength, but it's the grace and the power of God that this faith in us lives and continues and goes up. Praise be to the Lord. I am born again to a living hope. And in my closing, I want to remind you today, if you're in this room and if you have not received Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, let this be today your moment. Let today be the moment that you can say, during this Resurrection Sunday, I am coming to a place to respond to this power and to this love of Jesus Christ. And I am born again for a living hope. For the hope that I have, it's not something that only I can face today, but this living hope that carries on. And because He lives, we have not only a living hope, but we have eternal hope. Eternal hope. Because if we only are to have the living hope here on this earth, we only would be hoping for today and we would be not sure about tomorrow. But because of Jesus Christ, we have a living hope, this hope that lives on, and also an eternal hope that one day me and you can stand before the Lord, our Lord and Savior, and hear the words, as I mentioned earlier, well done, coming to my kingdom, good and faithful servant. Eternal hope. And what does eternal hope mean? That one day, as the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you can read it at home, but it says that one day we will be changed. That one day, as Jesus rose again, as Jesus rose from the dead and went to heaven, we will rise with Him. That our bodies will be changed and we will be in the presence of the Lord, rejoicing forever and ever and ever. And in 1 Corinthians, Apostle Paul is reminding us of this eternal hope that we are to have in Him. That the sin and the law came and brought sin to us, trying to keep us here on this earth in the condition of a fallen nature. But because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as Peter reminds us, because He resurrected, He has called me and you to be born again to a living hope, and not only living hope, but eternal hope. And this morning, I want to remind you that there is hope in Jesus Christ for you. Whatever what you're going through, there is hope in Jesus Christ. Living hope for every day and eternal hope forever, for eternity. There's a passage that I was reading the other day that it says that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they came to the tomb and they were looking for Jesus. And they came to the tomb and they did not find Jesus there. The tomb was empty, but the angel of the Lord was there and says, "You are searching the living among dead." And He says, "He's alive, He has risen. Go and tell the disciples of the good news." My brother, my sister, sometimes in our life, it can feel like we are going to places where it's empty, leaves us empty. We're going to these tombs like Mary ran to that tomb because she thought Jesus was there. But the Bible says that He was not going to stay there. People had put Him in a box. People had put Him in a tomb. But the power of God raised Him from the dead. Praise be to God. And that's why He can raise me and you from whatever death we are facing in life. And most importantly, He can raise us from the eternal death, the separation from God, because He loves us and He wants us to be with Him. And maybe you find yourself like Mary, running from one place to another. Like my sister who got baptized today, running from a place to place, looking for Jesus. You can call upon the name of the Lord anywhere you are, because He's available. He's available to us. But maybe you're coming to those tombs that you thought that Jesus is there, and yet you feel disappointed again because it's empty. Let me tell you, Jesus, you're not gonna find Him in a box. You're not gonna find them in the four walls. You're not gonna find them in a certain places, because they are gonna tell you Jesus is there in the last days. Oh, he appeared over there. He appeared over there. And what does the Bible says? Don't believe them. Why? Because Jesus is everywhere. Jesus is everywhere. He has no limitations. He's everywhere. And wherever where you are, you can call upon the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Whatever where you are. Stop looking to the tombs to find Jesus. He's not there. He's not there. He has risen. And for that reason, we have hope in him. And you can say, what should I do to find Christ? You see, Jesus was never lost. You don't have to look for him to find him. He is looking for you. And that's why you find yourself here maybe for the first time, or maybe in many years that you find yourself in a church service. And the first thing that you are to do to respond to his love and say, I admit that I'm a sinner. I admit that I am a sinner. All of us have a condition called sin, and nothing in the world can change that except Jesus Christ. Nothing can cleanse us but the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for my sin and your sin. All you need to do is to get honest with God and say, God, I'm acknowledging that I'm a sinner. Without you, I can't save myself. One pastor said it this way: we are not mistakers in need of correction. We are sinners in need of a Savior. We need more than a second chance. We need a second birth. The Bible calls this to be born again. For me and for you to be saved, we must be born again. It's not a suggestion, but the Bible says we must be born again. B is believe that Jesus died in my place on a cross. He took the penalty of sin that me and you deserved it. So now we can have this eternal hope. If you could get to heaven simply by coming to church, Jesus would not have to come and die. If you would be able to get to heaven by good works and impressing the Lord how great we can do Monday through Friday, but on a weekend we can do our own thing, Jesus did not have to come to die if we can impress him by doing these things. But it says that nothing that we can do can buy our salvation. Nothing that we can do can grant our security in Christ, in our own works. Why? Because it's his love. It's his love that is sufficient to come after us and for us to open our hearts and give our lives to him. Because he loved us, he lived a life I could not live. He died a death I should have died. And then he gave me a reward, heaven, that I did not deserve. That's the love of Jesus Christ, my brother and my sister. And see, it's confess. Make him your Lord and Savior. You see, some people, they just want to be saved, but they don't want to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. As long as I'm saved, I can live how I want. No, no, no. Jesus also wants to be your Lord and Savior. Jesus did not die on the cross to get you to sit in church once a week or once in a while. But he died on a cross to save us and for me and you to be alive in him. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10 says this: if you confess with your mouth Jesus to be your Lord and Savior and believe in your heart that God raised him, Jesus, from the dead, you will be saved. For with your heart is a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Is the faith in our heart and confessing with our mouth that Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. Confessing Jesus to be my Lord means that he is in charge of my life. He's in charge of my life. Let me take a step further. The Word of God has authority over my life. Whatever what the Word of God says, that's what I'm gonna do. If the Word of God says that this is a sin, then that's a sin. If the Word of God says I am holy, then I'm holy. If the Word of God says that I am loved unconditionally, I am loved unconditionally. I stand upon the Word of God. No longer I live in fear, but I live in peace that only can come from God. And God can do this. And if you're here today, that you would say, Pavel, I would like to give my life to Jesus Christ, because it's the grace and the mercy of God, as Apostle Peter says, that he causes me to be born again. You see, we don't choose, we respond. It's God who chooses. It's God's love who is after us. But we are here hearing the gospel online or in this room by responding, God, I want to be born again. So if you can bow your heads at this moment, and if this is you here today, you've seen so many things on this Easter Sunday. People getting baptized, declaring their faith publicly. And you're here today, maybe somebody invited you to come during the Easter service to church, and you heard this gospel because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He can cause us to be born again. This morning, I would like to ask you to respond to this call and to say, I want to respond to this message. I want to respond to God to be born again this morning. To admit that I'm a sinner, to confess with my mouth and believe in my heart and make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. If this is you, would you raise your hand? I would like to pray with you. Don't be ashamed. I see your hand. I see your hand as well. Two hands. Anybody else? Oh, thank God. Thank God. I see your hand. I see another hand. Oh, praise God. It's the power of God. It is God who causes us to respond to Him. His love that is so powerful. Praise be to God. Would you pray with me this prayer all together? Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God. I believe that on the cross, You took my sin, my shame, my guilt, and You died for it all. I believe that You faced hell for me, so I would not have to go there. You rose from the dead to give me a place in heaven, a purpose on earth, and a relationship with Your Father. Today, Lord Jesus, I turn from my sin to be born again. And I declare, God is my Father. Jesus is my Savior. The Holy Spirit is my helper. And heaven is now my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. Hallelujah. If you had made this decision to follow Jesus Christ this morning, I just want to be rejoicing with you, because the Bible says that the whole heaven rejoices. When one sinner comes to the Lord, the whole heaven is dancing, rejoicing, shouting, hallelujah. And this morning, all of us together, we are rejoicing with you. And if you have decided this morning to follow Him, to accept Him, to respond to His love, to His love, by being born again, if you can text this word decided to 51,000, and somebody will be journeying with you during this journey of getting to know the Lord in a deeper way.